I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner, and I have a confession to make. My last podcast, ostensibly on treasure hunting safety, was a fraud. A late April Fool's Day joke, if you will. It was still April, so I do call safeties. Those few of you who listened to the whole program learned that I wasn't really talking about safety. No. Instead, I offered up a general knowledge quiz with prizes. I had a suspicion that few people would be interested enough in safety rules to listen to the show, and I think I was right. I had only a handful of entries in what I thought was a fun contest, and I think that's because few people listened far enough into the program to know that it was a quiz program. I did get my two winners. There were exactly two people who got all the questions right, and they win copies of my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. If they already own a copy, I'll send them a different treasure book. They are Tony Stevenson of North Carolina and David Ledoux, I hope I said that right, of Oklahoma. If you'd like to try the quiz, go back to the last show, number 70, and start at about the 1 minute 55 second mark. That's the quiz, and you're free to cheat and use Google. I'm going to go over the questions now and give the answers, so stop listening if you'd like to go back to the last show and play the game before you hear the rest here. Somebody commented that judging from the range of questions, I must have written quizzes before. Well, for 25 years, I was the host and question writer for our local TV high school quiz bowl. Call me the Alex Trebek of Central Illinois, but without his knowledge of French. Hey, I liked French so much that in college I took French 203 and French 204 twice. Anyway, I figure I wrote about 65,000 questions in that quarter century, covering every topic imaginable. In fact, the first few questions in this quiz came from my quiz bowl days. I picked them because I got interesting answers that I think you'll like too. So here we go. Question number one was, who or what was Peeping Tom peeping at? The correct answer is Lady Godiva. Peeping Tom was the only one who snuck a look at her as she rode naked through the streets of Coventry, England. The memorable wrong answer I got was Becky Thatcher. For the non-literary among you, Becky Thatcher was Tom, not Peeping Tom, but Tom Sawyer's girlfriend. Number two, name the three types of rock. That would be igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary. The answer I got from an eager high school student, hard rock, acid rock, and country rock. Number three, the answer I wanted was development of the alphabet. The question was, what was the chief contribution to civilization made by the Phoenicians? And the answer I got was blinds. Okay, those were the fun ones. Now the rest. Number four, name the rock star born in Hibbing, Minnesota. I gave the clue, not Bob Dylan. He grew up in Hibbing, but he was born in Duluth, Minnesota. The right answer is Gary Puckett, who, with the Union Gap, had 5 top 10 hits in the late 60s. Number five, what man-made object or structure, if any, can be seen from the moon with the naked eye? The answer is no man-made anything can be seen from the moon. This is one of those questions that is floating around the internet with a completely wrong answer attached, like the non-fact that duck quacks don't echo. The commonly found incorrect answer is the Great Wall of China. Think about it. That wall may be over 5,000 miles long, but it's only 30 feet wide at its widest point. My house is wider than that. You could see my house from the moon before you could see that wall. Number six, true or false, a Major League Baseball player was given credit as the official pitcher of a game he never threw a pitch in? This is true. In fact, it happened at least twice. Basically, the pitcher comes into the game in the top of the ninth with two out and a man on first, and his team down a run or two. He immediately picks the man off first, retiring the side without throwing a pitch. His team then scores enough runs in the bottom of the ninth to win the game, and the pitcher who never threw a pitch gets credit for the win. Number seven, give me the last names of the two actors whose first name was Clayton, and they each played well-known children's heroes, one on radio and one on TV. The TV answer was pretty easy. Clayton Moore played the Lone Ranger. The radio answer, Clayton Collier, who played Superman. He was later known as Bud Collier and hosted early TV quiz shows like Beat the Clock and To Tell the Truth. Number eight, now, I love hearing about people who were famous in more than one field. This question and the next are about a couple of those people. First, name the U.S. Supreme Court Justice who was the highest paid NFL football player in 1938. That was Byron White, known in his football days as Whizzer White. Number nine, the Dunkin' Parking Meter Company began as a sidelight of what other totally different Dunkin' product? The answer is Duncan Yo-Yos. Donald Duncan was a genius of promotion, and he made twin fortunes with parking meters and yo-yos. And number 10, getting us back to treasure hunting, name the metal-detecting manufacturer whose plant burned to the ground in the early 1990s. That was Compass Metal Detectors, still the favorite machines of many pros. Hope you enjoyed the show. Congratulations again to our two winners, Tony and David. And next time this treasure hunting podcast, we'll get back to treasure hunting. If you can't wait, go ahead and read my treasure hunting articles at treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening, and in the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.